Welcome back to the Sneaker Annex podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my co-host, Dan, aka Dan underscore Squire. Now then, my friend.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How's it going?
Very good. Did you have a good Christmas?
I had an excellent Christmas. Got very drunk, saw the kids. Got no presents myself, but it's not about that either. If you got two kids, it's all about the kids building Lego and all kind of mini, what's it, the mini BMX, a mini rocker. We've been having some good fun on the little mini rocker. That's been good fun. But yeah, how was yours?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty quiet, like I think everyone's was, but it was nice. A bit of family time, you know, Christmas Day. So it was a good day.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? So yeah, anyway, welcome into our podcast. And we are running down Danny and Dan's top 10 of 2020 trainers. Now, we've gone through like a little bit of a rule between us. There are top 10s and we have done individual top 10s. So Dan's got a top 10, I've got a top 10, but they are all trainers that we have either purchased or we have tried to purchase and taken it along. Is that right, Dan? Your list is that, isn't it?
Yeah, everything on my list I've gone for 100%. I've quite a good year, I can't lie. I think on my list I've got about 50%, so it's not too bad, but that means there's also five things on my list that I took big fat L's on.
Big fat L's.
Yeah, we know obviously these lists are individual. I've not seen Danny's list. Danny hasn't seen my list. So it'll be interesting to see how our lists match up, and we'll be going through a few other bits of the year, won't we, during the countdown.
Yeah, we've got some of a little interlude, so you're not just listening to our favourite trainers of the year. And like Dan said, it is important. We haven't told each other our list to try and get our, to see if any of similar things crop up on our lists and how much difference there is between us as well. Obviously, we've got similar and different tastes. It's a bit of a, we've got a bit of crossover, haven't we? And then we've got stuff that neither of us have pick up either shoes from, if you know what I mean.
Exactly, and we made one other rule, didn't we, as well, where we couldn't have too many of a single silhouette in the list.
Yeah, we tried to make a rule like that.
Yeah, difficult one.
It was a difficult
one. I'd say it was really hard for me, even getting it just down to 10 shoes. I think this year's been amazing from, you know, when I talk about the things on my list, there's so many things that I wanted to put in the 10. It was really difficult to just get 10 shoes.
Mate, the amount of changes I've made on my 10 since I started putting 10 down and thought, I've not put that one in. How have I got through this? I've not put that one in. But it is what it is. So anyway, should we start? I'm going to load up my list and I'm going to... I apologise for any COVID coughs in here. Once again, I'm not shaking it quite off yet. But I'll let you start with your number 10. So top 10 trainers, what's your number 10, mate?
Okay, so my number 10 was the Air Max 95 110s. So the Air Max 95, obviously, massive year. There's the OG, the Denham 95 was amazing.
What a shoe.
And obviously the size 20 for 20, which I absolutely love that shoe. Yeah. But in at number 10, I've gone for the 110s. So they only released, obviously, over here in sneakers and Foot Patrol. I just think it's a great shoe, executed so well. Materials are perfect, details great, and the fact they even retailed at £110 was just a perfect finishing touch for me.
Yeah, great pair of trainers. It was a pair that I just didn't bother going for, to be honest. I do love a 95. I just don't think I'd wear them much myself. It's just not in my style at the minute. Although I should have maybe gone for the neons the other week, but it is what it is. I never went for them. So, but yeah, great shoe. I remember seeing, and they sat a little bit. I remember seeing a pair in Foot Patrol when I was down in London at one point. They were still there that you could pick them up.
Right, so, no way. Because, I mean, I got lucky with these on the raffle online. But yeah, great shoe. And what have you gone for at number 10?
So my number 10, it was difficult, obviously, and as we'll go through this, they're all difficult picks, but I have gone for an Adidas shoe. Now, the A to ZX series came out this year and started, and there was loads and loads of really good drops. The Bape ZXs were really good. I love the ZX1000s, but I've gone for, and again, it's all personal choice, close to my heart, the Lego ZX8000s in at number 10. Big shoe. It was one of the, I mean, they were really hard to get, actually. But I got a pair, and my little lad got a pair as well. And if you've seen on Instagram, or you just know me, we are a Lego house. Do you know, I think there was 10 sets of Lego ended up at Christmas.
Wasn't that an Ed Sheeran song?
This what?
Wasn't that an Ed Sheeran song, something to do with the Lego house?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to find that lyric.
I didn't have you down as an Ed Sheeran fan, mate.
I'm definitely not.
But yeah, I just thought it was a really good collaboration as well. You know, Lego, massive company. And yeah, just executed well, colours. A bit gimmicky, but yeah. So that's my number 10. So,
do you want to go straight on to your number 9?
My number 9?
Take it in turns.
Yeah. No, you can go. We'll go one each. You go number 9.
Okay, okay, so for my number 9, it's an Air Max again. I'm going for the Air Max 90/Air Max 3, radiant red / infrared. Obviously, it's one of the best shoes of all time. You know, if I was to wear one shoe every day for the rest of my life, it would arguably be this shoe. Can't really get it any higher on the list because it is just, I say just a retro, but it's done so well. It's a really, really, really good retro. So had to make the top 10. So that's my number 9.
It's a great shoe. I mean, I picked it up myself. That's my first ever pair of Air Max 90s, would you believe?
It's a great pair to have. It's a great pair to start.
Yeah. No, a really good shoe. So this is one of my, not full L's, this is a half L for me at number 9. And it's the Hannon ZX420s. So the Lost at Sea ones.
And the half L being that you didn't get the special box.
And the half L being that I didn't get the special box. But I just thought, as a release, as an execution, the shoes look really good anyway, but I just loved like the how it was done, how you just had to enter for the regular pair, and then it wasn't until the raffle was almost finished that showed that there was a lucky 200 pairs, and then people, if you're lucky, got the double box. And I just think it was a really good activation. A really clever way of doing it. Nobody knew about it, you know, whereas normally you know about every release, don't you, coming out and all the ins and outs and special little details. So I just thought that Hannon release was just really good, and the shoe itself was really good. So that's my number 9 pick.
Can't argue, Danny. Can't argue.
There you go. Even though I'm gonna throw it in here. I bet you've got no Adidas in your top 10.
You just wait and see. Might surprise you.
Right, so, what have we got at number 8?
Number 8. This is one of the ones where we could have had a few shoes make the list in this silhouette, but the Dunklo this year has been obviously incredible. So many good Dunklos. But I've gone for the Plum Dunklo from the Ugly Duckling pack. With it being people waiting years for this, I think it was 2001 it originally came out, so almost a 20-year wait. It's just, you know, the detail, the suede is brilliant. Had to go for a suede Dunklo over a leather Dunklo, just because as much as I love like the Syracuse, which came out, and the Brazil, you wear them for 5 minutes and it looks like you've worn them for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I just think with the quality, I've gone for the Ugly Duckling Plum Dunklo as my number 8.
Yeah, I really like that color. And I don't pick up regular dunks, sportswear dunks, but the Plum ones, I think, are about the best of the sportswear ones for me for this year. I really like the colorway. But again, yeah, just not one I go for myself, but I think we'll both agree. We'll look at each of us lists as going through and we'll just appreciate the shoes at the hour, even if we're not picking up ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt.
So my number 8, and this is a little bit of a cheat, so I'm going to go for the Lotherton / Elland Specials. So obviously same silhouette and slightly different colourways. The Lotherton, I think, is the stronger colourway in those shoes, but the Elland just has that Well, we went down to Elland Road, and what a day that was.
Yeah, brilliant.
And going down and getting on the pitch and filming with the trophy and sitting in the changing rooms and doing things like that. And for me, don't get me wrong, I love trainers, but there's some experience that come with buying trainers and that you, like, their money can't buy experiences then. And so those trainers have like a little link to why they're so good. And every time I get them out of the box, I'll think, oh, I remember that day in 2020 when it was like lockdown and me and Dan went on the pitch at Elland Road and filmed. And you'll have that forever when you pull that pair of shoes out of the box. So that's my number 8 pair. Even though I think the Lovertons may be a slightly better colourway to wear day to day, that's my number 8 pick. Cheap pick, should I say?
Yeah, again, being from like Leeds and the links to the Hipstar and everything like that, the campaign for that shoe as well was brilliant. All the local, you know, people from Leeds wearing that shoe, the billboard around the city. Awesome, yeah. I can't knock it, Danny.
No.
So I've got a question for you.
Go on then.
What's been your biggest disappointment of 2020?
Biggest disappointment? I think my biggest disappointment will be the elephant dunks, to be honest. When they were first said that they were going to do like an Atmos elephant dunk colorway, my head exploded. It absolutely was like, no way. The Atmos Elephant Air Max 1 is one of my favorite trainers of all time. It's an iconic colorway. And I thought sticking that on a dunk, especially when the Safari dunk was so good, I thought that Atmos Elephant dunk is going to be incredible. And two things, I thought the balance of colours didn't quite work. There's something about it that just doesn't quite work for me. I can't put my finger on it. It's good. But then the quality issues were just so bad. There was just so many pairs that were just so bad. I think it just ruined it for a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, for me, I think the balance of colours is fine. I think it looks just like the Max 1 or as close as you could really do it. But yeah, the quality issues were such a shame. I think me and you got lucky, didn't we, with our pairs. They're not too bad. And I think if you're going to wear them, you kind of get over it straight away.
That's what, and to be honest, because mine have got a little bit of bad print on, not too bad compared to some, but because of that, I've just been wearing them. So I'll just stick them on and like go down to school to drop the kids off, or, you know, go to the shops or go to work in them or whatever. I don't think they've gone back in the box just because I think they're a leather pair. They're all right for winter, actually. Sounds really bad, doesn't it? But the leather, they're really there.
Still a great shoe for me. And it was one that actually was close to my top 10, but wasn't going to make it, unfortunately.
No. So what?
But for me, the biggest disappointment this year has to be the Bacon Air Max 90 not getting its release. That was absolutely gutting because we got so close to that shoe coming out. I think it was due out up until about 2 weeks before release when it got postponed or cancelled. Right. Who knows? Hopefully we'll see it next year. But that for me, definitely the biggest disappointment of this year.
Yeah, because was it an Air Max Day thing? And
I believe so, yeah.
So it was going to be. And I know we said about the infrareds before. I would have picked up the Bacons. There's a few 90s that have come out over the years that I wish I'd have gone for. Bacons, definitely. It's just a great colourway, great story. But yeah, I completely get that's a massive disappointment. And especially for yourself, being such a big Air Max fan and a 90 fan.
One I've just never managed to get it back in the day. Really? And always refused to pay the resell on it. So yeah, for that to be retroed, I know it's one of them where when people have had it back in the day or maybe still have it, they almost don't want it retroed because they want to keep it special. Yeah, but for me, I've never managed to get the DQM Bacon 90. So fingers crossed, it eventually.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, that might be a 2021 pickup. So back on the list then, number 7.
Well, it's the first New Balance on my list. It's the New Balance 992 collaboration with Packer. Packer always kill it with their collabs. Yeah. Awesome shoe. 992s have been amazing this year. And I just absolutely love that like curry colorway. Just a fantastic shoe that obviously it was so hard to get in the UK. I've not actually seen a pair on foot over here at all. But every time I see them on Instagram, on YouTube, anything like that, they just look phenomenal, that shoe. So yeah, the New Balance 992 with Packer.
Yeah, such, and New Balance have smashed it. I really liked, and again, it didn't make my top 10 because I didn't actually go for them. It was the, I think it's a 997 with the Levi's collab, the orange pair. Was it a 997? I can't remember now. New Balance, Levi's. Can you remember that one?
I don't remember. There was the Levi's collab recently, but I'm sure you don't mean that one.
No. It was in about
997, but 997 is a good shoe.
Yeah. But yeah, New Balance have gone really well. My number seven, I've gone for a pair like yours, just was not able to purchase it. What I tried my hardest. This has been, and I said before, I've only taken one real L all year, and this is it. And I keep looking on like StockX or eBay or Facebook groups to see if I can get a pair. But they're still knocking up. And I'm from Yorkshire, man. 200 quid for a pair of trainers. I just refuse to pay it and pay the flip. But it is the Saucony times a few, the Space and Time pair. Those Shadow 5000s, man.
It's a good looking shoe. Really good looking shoe.
So yeah, that's in at number seven for me. We would love to have got a pair. Entered so many raffles, but you either had to get them from the States or a few. No European stores had them over here apart from a few, so it was a tough one to pick up.
And a tough L to take.
Yeah, so number six, what have we got?
So I've gone for the Nike SB Dunklo Safari. So many SBs could have arguably made this list. So I had to really look at what have I actually worn a lot out of the SBs that I've picked up. Obviously, they've used a lot of colorways like the Chicago and the Elephant we talked about that transfer over from other shoes onto an SB. So kind of looking at what worked the best. And I know it's one of your favorite shoes this year. I think the Dunklo Safari had to be on the top 10 because it's just such a wearable shoe, iconic colorway, executed really well. Materials are good. Can't fault it.
No, I agree. And I think we said this in the park, didn't we, when we did the, was it an ACG video? Filmed up at Hyde Park, Safari. And I said that was one of my shoes, one of the best shoes I've picked up. But yeah, what a shoe. I can't disagree because I love that shoe as well. And it may pop up at some point on my list. Maybe, we'll see. But I've gone for a Dunk at number six as well, actually. And this one, it actually blew my mind a little bit. Never picked one of these up before, but when I saw the execution, I just thought, man, that is just a crazy, crazy one. And it is the Tadunkan, the High from Concepts. Never picked up an SB High before, and I've never been bothered with the other ones that have come out this year, but I saw that and I saw the details, the textures, the colours. I've not got them to hand. Just going about the cranberry laces that we didn't get over here. But the Tadunkan High was my number six.
Really good shoe. Details are amazing, right down to like the insole and everything. But like you say, the special box, it's such a shame that, you know, obviously they can't make that many of them. It becomes not less special. But like the Ben & Jerry's, obviously you saw people getting them over here. It was a shame that a few people couldn't get that special box on the Tadunkan because that box and the whole package was just awesome.
Yeah, like, I mean, Concepts always done it when they've done the lobster packs and they've put the Dunks in the special lobster packs and they've always been, like, incredible. I wish I'd got a special pack, but so glad I just went in and got the normal one. So that was my number six, I think. Yes.
All right. Yep. Can't knock it so far, Danny. Can't knock it. So another question for you then. This year, in 2020, what's been your most worn shoe or most worn sneaker? Apart from, obviously, like your slippers around the house when we've not been able to leave.
You know what? Because we haven't prepped up all these questions. Dan's not prepped them all up for me. But he did put this one here. And I was going to say, yeah, my house slippers. I actually wear a pair of Ultra Boots around the house, because I think they're better, they're comfier than any slippers. So I've got a pair of like Zebra, I think they're the Zebra Ultra Boost, and they're just the perfect ones for like the wood flooring around the house, just so comfy. But I think my most worn pair of trainers are my ACG Dunks.
Yeah, I've worn them a surprising amount as well, to be honest. They are just so wearable.
They're wearable, they're comfortable, the materials are really comfortable. Like some Dunks, like Civilist, they're a bit awkward to wear, you know, they can pinch after a while. ACG Dunks, I remember I went to London and I just walked around all day in, like, I think it was in about June or July. It was red hot, just had my ACG Dunks on, and comfortable all day long. They were great. And in fact, they've never gone back in the box.
That's always a good sign that you love a shoe.
Yeah, but they've not made my top 10, actually. But
I've got two for this, my most worn shoes, like, this year. And one is a Dunk Low, and it's Chicago.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off then. I was going to say, are the ones that you wear to go to the gym?
No, they don't count because they are battered. and they don't need to see the light of day. But the Dunk Low Chicago, red, white and black, can't go wrong. Brilliant shoe, absolutely love it. It's one of those where I wear it so much I'm going to regret it when it's unwearable in a year's time, you know.
Yeah.
And one that surprised me how much I wore it, I do love the shoe, but it's quite loud for me, is the size Air Max 95 20 for 20. I've worn that shoe. I can't count the amount of times I've worn that shoe this year, and it's surprised me though.
So is that in your top? Is that still to come in your top 10 for 2020?
I'll give it away now, Danny. It's not. It didn't make the top 10.
I'm surprised. When you dropped in the 110, I thought, oh, that means that the size one's not going to be in there. I did think that, actually. But
yeah, I had to go the 110s over it, just because when you have them in hand, the quality on them, the detail, the textures, the material, they're just brilliant.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Right, back to the list then. What have we got in? We're into our top fives now, into the thick end.
Into where all my L's came this year.
Oh, no.
So number five for me was the Jordan 1 85 Varsity Red. Original Jordan 85 cut on the shoe, which was brilliant. Obviously, it dropped kind of all-star weekend over in the States. 23,000 pairs released, all numbered. Just every detail on the shoe, brilliant.
I didn't
manage to get there. Yeah, all numbered.
Wow, didn't know that. Obviously, I've seen the shoe around. Seen plenty of pictures on the Instagram. It's not a shoe I'd ever go to pick up myself, so I've not invested that much time and energy into learning about it. But, well, didn't know that.
So, yeah, that was a hard L to take, but what a shoe. Easy top five shoe for me, that.
Right. No, I can see it. And for yourself and knowing what you collect and like to pick up, I can completely understand it. For me, number five, This was a surprise. Right, I didn't go to buy this trainer. So what I did, I entered for a friend for this raffle. I thought, this trainer's not for me. I'm not bothered about it. And a guy I know, shout out Lee Brown, he was like, oh, can you enter the raffles? Because they're only coming out at sneakers and stuff. I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll enter the raffles. Won them. They came through the post. Now, me and Lee are the same size, right? So I got them out of the box and I was like, well, these are pretty nice. And they are the SNS GTs, the Adidas SNS GT. So that yellow, and as I was looking into it and then knew the story, Iceport Arsenal. So it's like a bruised banana outer, and it's got the red insole for Arsenal, based on a North London football club. And I just got them and I was like, Lee, mate, I can't give you these. I'm really, really sorry. And kept them, basically. Now, I did, to be fair, I did actually source a second pair and I sent the other pair straight to Lee, and I kept the pair that came to me here, and I sent Lee another pair instead. But yeah, I loved it because excuse me, I loved it, that it was a shoe that unexpectedly I loved. Do you know, like some shoes, you know, and there's going to be other shoes on my list, and I knew way in advance that these are going to be one of the best pairs I'm going to pick up this year, no doubt. And it wasn't until this shoe landed in my house and I had it in my hand and I thought, oh man, this is class. And I loved that aspect of it, I loved the shock factor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, just a shame about the Arsenal connection.
yeah, okay.
You can't have it all though, can you, Danny?
No, you can't. Listen, we're not talking about Arsenal at the minute anyway. Although we won today, so that's not bad. Number four, what have we got?
Number four is a four. And it is the Off-White Jordan 4 in sale. Another one that I didn't manage to get this year, women's release. It just looks so, when you see it on the foot, it just looks so good. Every picture you see, it looks so good. It's such a simple shoe, but it just looks so good.
Every picture I see on Instagram is a girl stood in front of a mirror with an Off-White Jordan 4 sale on. That's all I see on Instagram. I loved that shoe when it came out. And I've got to be honest, mate, I'm bored of it. It's just everywhere. I'm like, can somebody else please post something else? But yeah, not taking away that. That's not take away from the shoe. The shoe itself's great. I've not actually had a pair in hand to properly study them. But yeah, great. I'm going to say great pickup, but hard L, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I like the fact it was a women's release. Hopefully more women managed to pick them up than like guys. You know, kind of used to the L's. So especially with the Off-White stuff, you know, it's going to be hard to get, but just so you still appreciate that shoe. Just such a good shoe.
Unless you're very good friends with Offspring, and then you might.
But hopefully the black one, like the bread version, should be coming in the next couple of months. Nice. So we go again.
Yeah, fingers crossed for those. Number four for me, I've gone for another Dunk. And it's one you've already mentioned, so we won't go on about it too much, but it is the Safari Dunk. I loved that shoe. And again, a little bit of a story behind it. I missed the original release, so I didn't pick any up. I thought this is going to be the hardest L of the year. And I think it was about 6 weeks went past and there was a restock on Flatspot. So what I do is I get all the guys who are into Adidas who don't pick up Dunks to enter for me on like Flatspot and stuff. And Talker Tony, what a guy, one of the nicest guys in the trainer world. Talker Tony won a pair of Safari Dunks for me, sent them through, and yeah, I love them. And you said it before, what a pair of trainers, the execution. So for me, going back to the Elephant Dunks, where the Air Max 1 Elephant is just way better than the Dunk. I think the Safari Dunk is better than the Air Max 1.
Well, controversial that, Danny.
Oh, that's a big shout. And I know if Simon Watson listens to this, he'll probably be crying and using his floppy nose everywhere and like shake it. But I genuinely think that's one of the colours that has transferred onto a Dunk and been better than the original. So that is my number four.
And it's funny how you missed out as well, because so did I. I missed out on all the releases. And then it was Welcome that got a restock, and they did it on the newsletter to the Frenzy app. And I've never used my phone so fast in my life to get that pair. And I was absolutely over the moon because I thought I'd missed out. I thought all hope had gone.
Yeah, great shoe. So I'll go on.
We've obviously talked a lot about 2020. What are your hopes for 2021? Is there anything you're looking forward to? What do you kind of want to see?
Do you know what? I don't know what I want, but I'm going to throw a curveball in here. 2021. Is going to be the year of only one pair of trainers per month. I'm going to go for... I did a silly picture on Instagram the other day and I had 45 pairs of trainers this year. 45.
I don't think you can do it, Danny.
You don't think I can do one a month?
I don't think you can do it.
Can I average one a month? So I can go for picking stuff up and then get two in one month. No, I'm really just... A little bit of setting myself a challenge So to look and say, right, what if I'm going to get one pair, what am I going to get this month? Because I just don't think I don't need loads and loads. And there's so much good product coming out. I think you can just get, I felt myself, and especially with lockdown, and you're at home, you're flicking on Instagram all the time, and you can't, I couldn't spend my money because you couldn't go on days out with the kids, you couldn't go on trips, you couldn't go on holiday. And I thought, I've just got like spare cash floating around. So it was easy just to go, I'll buy a pair of those. And I found myself getting into a bad habit because of COVID and lockdown and just how life was in 2020. So I'm going to try and set a strict target of one pair a month. Now, in terms of what's coming out, I know what I'll end up doing is just, there'll be lots of Dunks and lots of Adidas, but I am going to try and vary, like the Saucony that I missed out on, I'm going to try and vary what I'm picking up and try and pick up some different silhouettes and maybe some different brands as well. But that is my aim. And just for everybody, that doesn't include any potential little freebies that I might get for the YouTube videos. So don't be going, oh, you've got more than 12. I'm talking about me actually buying 12 pairs. Do you reckon I'll do it?
No.
I'm not holding out much hope either.
If you do it, Danny, I'll send a case of BrewDog your way.
Oh, mate, that's a massive incentive. How about yourself and what are you looking forward to 2021?
So obviously I really hope that the Air Max 90 Bacon eventually gets a release. Talked about that earlier. I think it was so close to coming back that hopefully this year we get it. And one that I think won't be everyone's cup of tea, but I love this shoe. And it's the Air Max 96 2. And that should be coming back out this year with the proper air unit. So when it came out in 2016, it had the Ultra Sole. It just wasn't quite the same, but it hadn't been around for ages, had to pick it up. But that's one of my favourite Air Max silhouettes, the Air Max 96 2. So when that comes out, I'll be a happy boy.
Yeah, I remember you being a 96 man. I remember one of our first conversations, we were talking about Air Max 96, and I think I was going to it could have been a Crepe City or a Laces Outfest, and you were like, oh, Danny, can you just scour all the stalls and see if you can find any more Air Max 96s? And I went through them all, because I like that challenge, like, oh, if you can see it, like, yeah, I'll see if I can pick you some up. And there was none to be found, but yeah, great.
I remember that because I picked up the Air Max 96 2 with the teal, but not the yellow. And I remember you looking for me in all the fests, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Let's hope 2021. And if you're listening to this, we'll always put a post up on the Sneakronics Instagram. And I might just put like a little thing, like what you're looking forward to. And some of the questions that we've looked at in this podcast, I might drop them on the Instagram post. And you let us know your thoughts as well on some of the extra bits that we've been talking about. So now, proper thick end of our top tens.
The final three.
Final three. We should try and guess each of us. But I think there's one shoe in there that we've both got. I'm going to throw that in there right now. There's one shoe in there that we've both got. There's one shoe in there that I got for you. There's one shoe in there. And I can't pick the third one for you. But
no, see, I know which one we've definitely both got.
Yeah.
And I think just because you've worn them so much, one of yours will be one of the City series from Adi, but I can't put my finger on which one.
Right.
So that's my guess.
So go on, in at number three, what have you got?
So number three, it's another New Balance. It's another 992. And I could have gone for the OG Grey.
Yeah.
Again, took an L on that. Could have gone for the collab with Joe Fresh Goods. Could have gone for the Jound, either colourway, but I think the grey was better.
I thought that's what you were.
I've gone for the Double Taps. The Double Taps 992 is just a superb shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not much more to say on that. We've talked about 992s. New Balance have killed it this year with the collabs. Not just 992s are just a personal favourite of mine. But the 2002 collabs they've done as well. Like they've just had such a big year. And that Double Taps one had to be in there for me.
Yeah. My only thing about the 992s is they're just so hard to get hold of. You know, they just sell out. They've just been flying off the shelves. You know, it's not a silhouette I've picked up ever, and I really want to almost go somewhere and, you know, hold it and try it on, and it's just not possible. So.
That's it. I mean, the fact that New Balance have done a shoe in the just original grey and you can't buy it is crazy. Yeah. But it just shows how good and how popular that shoe's been this year.
Yeah. No, that's good. And at number three for me is a pair that you don't like. And it's a pair that I bought it and I wasn't sure if I wanted them or not. And when I got them, I was like, these are beautiful. And I've been looking... And for the right day, like I wear my trainers, usual first flight, down to school, on the playground, for the mums, you know, wear my new kicks. It's not really for the mums, but it's just for, it's a nice dry walk down to school. And you just get a feel for them. And then if you have to adjust the laces when you get home, it's not far, it's about 100 yards away. But that's the only reason why I do it. I haven't worn these down to school because I want to save them for like a really good occasion. And they are the Strange Loves. Strange Love Dunks.
I think it's one of those that would be in a lot of people's top tens. It's obviously such a popular shoe this year. Both Sean Cliver collabs on the SBs have been great. But for me personally, like you say, I just didn't go for them because I knew it's not a shoe that I'd wear.
Yeah. And I almost didn't. And I was speaking to the guys at Welcome. And I was like, are you getting these in? And they're like, yeah. I was like, have you got them in yet? And they went, oh, yeah, we've got them. I said, oh, can I have a look at them? And so I got to hold one and to look at it. And I thought, well, these are, I mean, they look mad from pictures. But then when you hold them, the textures and just like the insoles. I love the soles with like the speckly bits on the sole. Everything about it, I was just like, these are mega. And yeah, I'll wear them someday, I'm sure. 2021. That's what I'm looking forward to in 2021, wearing my Strange Love Dunks properly.
Yeah, hopefully we've got somewhere to go next year.
Hopefully. So in at number two, what have you got?
Number two, Danny, I've got to say thank you to you. You know what's coming. The Union Jordan 4 in black. I love this shoe right from the first minute I saw it. I know a lot of people, it kind of took time to grow on. When they first saw the first images, they weren't sure. But it's just a great shoe. They've changed the Jordan 4 just enough to make it different but still look like a Jordan 4. It's got the tongue you can unstitch if you want that like OG look. Colorway is ace. Materials are brilliant. It's just such a well-executed collab. And you knew Union were going to do something good after the Jordan 1. I love that shoe. Danny won them on sneakers for me.
Biggest win.
Can't thank you enough.
Biggest win on sneakers, that. Obviously I slated them a little bit, said they looked like they were from Turkey, but like knockoffs. But again, when I had them in hand, the quality of them was really good. It's not a shoe that I would wear, so it's not something that I'd ever go for myself. But yeah, I love that they can unstitch the tongue. I love that they are a little bit different. You know, they're not a safe collab. You know, they could have gone really safe with it. And I think they've just pushed the boundary enough for it to be a little bit weird, but not so weird that it's not unwearable. And I think on-foot pictures look way better than just having them in hand.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah. My...
What's your number two?
My number two is the Travis Scott Dunk. And Dan, we are filming this on Zoom, and Dan's head is shaking side to side. Like, oh my God. He was like, I think we're going to get to the same number one. And yeah, I've put the Travis Scott Dunks in at number two.
Well, you must know of a shoe that I don't know about, Danny, because there is no better shoe than that this year.
So people will not be surprised. This and what I've put in at number one, as I've done this list, has changed a lot. I've gone, oh, no, I want that one. No, I want this at number one. This at number one. And the little thing that's made this number two and not number one? Because let's just put it out, the colorway is incredible. The materials are amazing. I love the rope laces that come in them, not the usual SB laces. I love that it wears away, even though I'd never do that, because I think the outer color is the color to have. I don't like, but I like the fact that you can do it. It's got the element to it, but it's the Travis Scott element that's held it back. I love the shoe. I love the colorway. And I just think if it didn't say Travis Scott or Cactus Jack, I think I'd love it even more. Because I hate the hype it brings with it.
I'm lost for words, Danny. I can't believe it's not your number one.
What a shoe. And the other thing, I love the activation at Welcome as well. So if you managed to get a pair, and we went to the bar, didn't we? And we all sat around and had a drink. And it was just a really, before COVID, and we all sat there and like, I had a beer at like 10 o'clock in the morning. We just queued up and got our shoes, and it was really good. But yeah. Dan, what's your number one then?
Surprise, surprise. Travis Scott, SB, Dunklow. Yeah, no, I mean, you've said what's to say about it. It's just, for me, it's the best shoe this year. It's one I've worn loads. I absolutely love that shoe. Like you say, it's got the tearaway aspect to it, which no one dares to do because the shoe is that good as it is. Yeah. Welcome absolutely killed it with the release. Downstairs at Hedgerow House, they had the Welcome merch with the Cactus Jack logo saying Welcome Leeds. That was brilliant. They did the charity raffle with the Deadstock SBs. It was just an all-round great morning, that. But yeah, just an amazing shoe. Amazing shoe. And obviously it started what was such a huge year for Nike SB.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just a little bit annoyed that in the offspring top 10 or the playoffs that they did, it got knocked out by the Dior. And I was like, when I saw that, I was like, null and void. That top shoe of the year doesn't count for me. When I got to that bit, I stopped voting. But yeah, what a shoe.
Great.
So my number one is, and you're probably not surprised, is the Adidas size 2020 Cordoba is my favourite shoe. I think lots of reasons why. I think size have smashed it this year with that 2020 series. You know, I've been lucky enough to pick them all up. And I think what I really like about the Cordoba is the colourway is amazing. I love the shape and that. It's based out of Manchester, the Vimto colour. But also, it's one of those pairs that, as I've worn it, it transcends across trainer culture. And I'm putting this in quotation marks on the Zoom call, which you can't see on the podcast. But I've worn that trainer to places and people have gone, I love that pair of trainers. I was in, in London? I was in Flight, no, it's not Flight Club, it's Presented By. I was in Presented By and they were like, I was just talking to the guys and just saying about like training, showing them a couple of pictures. And they were like, what are those? What are those? And they were looking at a pair of Cordobas, like, what are those trainers? And this is like the guys in Presented By, you know, which is like massive hype stuff. And I think, yeah, I just love that trainer. It's so comfortable to wear. You can wear it however you like, jeans. Yeah. I just, everything about it, I love. So that.
Yeah. And size really did a really good job with that whole series. I loved what they did with the boxes. Obviously, you can reverse the boxes to look like the other city, stuff like that. I knew one would end up in your top 10. It had to, but I can't believe you think that's a better shoe than the Travis Scott SB.
I told you it went up and down. It went up and down. And like I say, it was just the fine balance that I hate the hype with the Travis Scott. So I think people see it and think, that's a Travis Scott dunk. They don't look at it and think, like, look at the dunk itself. I wore the Travis Scotts into London. I think it was like around my birthday. And people were like, oh, mate, are they real? Are they Travis Scott dunks? I was like, and it's the hype that it brings with it that I was like, yeah, you're just saying that because it's Travis Scott. I bet if it didn't say Travis Scott on it, you wouldn't be saying, oh, nice pair of trainers. Whereas I look through that and I can see a nice pair of trainers regardless if it's got Travis Scott on or Union or size or anybody on it? Is it just a nice pair of trainers? So it was just a little negative for me that just knocked it down ever so slightly. Are we still mates?
We might have to put this to the people, Danny. We might have to put a vote out.
Should we put a vote? Right, on our story. So on the Sneaker Onyx story, I'm going to put a vote. Travis Scott. No, I almost think it's unfair putting it on there. Because you know...
I think you're scared.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Right. So here we go. We are going to put it. So this is coming out on Wednesday. Excuse me. And I will drop this at Wednesday at lunchtime. I will drop this on my story. Dan's top trainer of the year versus Danny's top trainer of the year. And you can vote on it on at the Sneaker Onyx. And we'll see what comes out top. But I think, joking aside...
Please back me, guys.
Pardon?
I said, please back me, guys.
Yeah. Did you say loser buys the other one a pair of trainers?
I've got to say, though, doing this top 10, three shoes that have to... That got so close to my top 10.
Go on, then. Didn't quite
make it. The Off-White Jordan 5.
Which one?
The grey. The grey is the one.
I prefer the sale. I appreciate that shoe. I went down to the Offspring pickup for the sale and I saw people wearing the sales on feet and I thought they looked really good. But
yeah, I managed to get the sale. Didn't manage to get the grey. But if someone offered me a trade, I'd take it. Yeah. Just putting it out there. The Jordan 1 Mocha. Awesome shoe.
Good. Yeah, I do like those.
Only just came out though. I thought if I put it in the top 10, it might be like a bit of recency bias, you know, but wonderful shoe. And the OG Fire Red Jordan 4. The first time the Fire Red Jordan 4 has had the Nike Air on it since 89. So close to making the top 10.
Yeah, I think some of my close ones to top 10s were, again, Chunky Dunky didn't quite make it. It was in the mix. I loved the fun nature of it. I thought the actual companies, Ben & Jerry's, Nike SB, go together really well. Like, imagine a Haagen-Dazs Nike SB Dunk. It just won't fit. Whereas I think the Chunky Dunky really does. But I just think they're a little bit overhyped again. A little bit. I mean, I have worn mine, but they don't wear very well. The materials are a bit plasticky. You know, my toe box looks a bit mashed already. So that didn't quite make it. And again, yeah. I could probably chucked in another size. I would really like the Havanas from the Size City series. They could have got in there. And some of the Speciale, like Manchester Specials, Habibi Dunks. I mean, there's been so many. The Sean Cliver Dunks that just came out. But again, like you just said it, I didn't want the recent nature of the release to the stuff that's just coming out is always there in your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I didn't want that to cloud my judgment. Habibi Dunks, that's one of them, man. They were so good.
And I think if it was most memorable shoe of this year, the Chunky Dunky would probably win it. Because I think we'll always associate 2020 with that shoe because it was such a big... It was just such a big moment. You know, everybody... people who weren't into shoes wanted that shoe.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just not practical. It's a collector piece, is that. Like, I wouldn't put that on my feet.
No.
So it wouldn't make my top 10.
No, I have worn them a few times. And yeah, they just dropped at a really good time. I think, do you know what? Even I can remember the day I got mine. It was the 27th of May, 2020. I remember I came home and they were just like, I think they dropped them in the green bin. And I was like, oh, you put a pair of Chunky Dunkies in the green bin. That is just mad. But I can't think of what else to say. We're not going to do any news or releases this year. Well, we're not going to for the rest of this year.
That's it for this year.
Just a big thanks to everyone who has tuned in, listened in, subscribed to the podcast. I think, well, Dan, are you pleasantly surprised how many people are tuning in? It's just been, it's blown my mind, to be honest.
The thing that I wanted to say thank you for, and that has, like you say, blown my mind, is where people are listening from. So, can't even name all the countries where people are listening, but I thought everyone would be listening. So far, we've had 5-6 episodes. I thought everyone would be in the UK. And we can see where all you guys are listening from. So if you're an international listener, thank you so much. It's just amazing to see.
Yeah. People from like Australia, New Zealand, South America, the States. It's just, it's been good that you can see where people are tuning in from. It has been an eye-opener, I guess.
Definitely.
So I think that's it for today. Let us know on our Instagram if you agree or disagree. We might try and put some pictures together of our top 10s as well and try and get them out so you can have a look at them and comment and let us know what you think. And yeah, Happy New Year.
And I'll await the abuse for not having any Adidas in my top 10.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, Happy New Year. Enjoy New Year's Eve. And we will be back in 2021 with another show, I guess. Anything else to add on?
No, see you next year,
guys.